Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's get some recommendations on what's coming up on TV and at the movies. And we're joined today by freelance entertainment journalist Brian Lloyd and podcaster and presenter Fionnuala Jones. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Brian, before we get into recommendations, what's going on with, you know, Francis Ford Coppola's passion project, Megalopolis.
Like,
it hasn't even come out yet. It's already a mess.
There was a trailer
this week that had to be pulled.
There was a trailer this week that was released that began with a lot of quotes from the likes of Roger Ebert and Pauline Kael and Vincent Canby. These were all like prominent American critics, you know, taking quotes from their reviews of Apocalypse Now and The Godfather Part 2 and Bram Stoker's Dracula and saying like, oh, you know, it's a triumph of style over substance and so on and so forth. And then it cracked into the trailer itself and talked about how, you know, critics and people have, you know, Francis Ford Coppola has been 50 years ahead of everyone and Megalopolis will be thought of in the same way. Turns out all the critic quotes from the thing were completely made up. And it's been alleged now that the person who made it, it's this chap called Eddie Egan, who's a trailer consultant. He apparently used...
I like it.
Yeah. That's the world we're living in now. But yeah, so seemingly this guy, apparently it's been alleged that he used ChatGPT to come up with the quotes for all these critical reviews. And it's gas because the reviews I've read of Megalopolis thus far, people have all admitted that it's an incredible film. Like, it's a work of sheer madness is what Vulture call it. And that... it's exactly the kind of film that you would want critics to kind of talk about because no one else is going to really going to go out and see this unless people are talking about it. Like,
So don't annoy all the critics and don't come out with a defensive pose either. Like, come out and say, I've made my grand act of madness. Here it is.
He bankrolled this himself. Like, he sold off parts of his wine empire just to bankroll this. That's a move in and of itself. You don't need to go digging into critics just because they didn't like it. It's not even that they didn't like it. They criticised it. They come at it from a critical analysis standpoint. Like,
yes, so. It's just that it's a bit mad.
It's a mega flopolis.
It's a mega flopolis. Yeah, but what
you know, your critics. Fionnuala, getting back into serious autumn viewing now on TV. So Sherwood is back for a second season on BBC One tonight at 9 p.m. and then the second episode tomorrow night on Monday night.
Yes,
this is not Robin Hood.
No, this is not Robin Hood. Do not be mistaken. This is a really interesting premise for the first season. You know, like crime dramas, they come a dime a dozen now. So you're kind of looking at this being like, what's different? This is much about like generational trauma and how things impact an area and communities even more so than the crime itself. So season one followed this murder, it shocks a former mining town, and there's still loads of divisions following the miner strike of 1984-1985. Season two kind of picks up from that. There's an introduction of new families and looking at how the community is still reeling from these murders, and there's local gangs resurfacing, revenge plans, all that jazz. Look, it stars Dave Morrissey. It is good. I kind of think maybe they should have left this at one season. I think, and it should have been a limited season. I think that was the magic of the first season. It felt really urgent. It felt really different. I think now with this season, we are going a little bit into... we've seen this play out before.
They couldn't let it lie.
And they never can. And that's
the difficulty. They can't let anything lie anymore.
And like, I get it because it was, I think it was one of the most watched dramas of 2022. But I don't, leave things be good.
BBC are usually so good with that. Like, they usually have an element of taste that they can just make one season or a mini series and then just leave it. That's it. They don't need to come back. Like, it's surprising that they're making a second one.
Yeah.
They're having to compete with everybody. Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Disney Plus can't let this lie either. So it's the fourth season. I've never been tempted, weirdly.
Really?
Neither have I. It doesn't appease me at all. And you always say I'd like it.
You especially, being a podcaster, would have appreciated it, I would have said. But like, yeah, so it's essentially what they call these cozies. And it's in the same... It's in the same vein as Murder, She Wrote or Hetty Wainthrop Investigates or Inspector Morse, which is like, oh, there's been a murder. And then they all have to get together and investigate data. And it's done in this very kind of Nancy Meyers, Nora Ephron, New York and Autumn kind of thing. Like, it's very warm. It's very funny. Martin Short and Steve Martin have a great chemistry together. I mean, they really do ping off each other. Throwing Selena Gomez into the mix as well has another kind of element to it. The last season of it had Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay. Right.
They've got good. No, and like the fact that it's set in New York as well means that they can kind of get this talent. This season of it, however, sees the podcast being turned into a film. So you have Eugene Levy, Zach Galifianakis, and Eva Longoria playing themselves, but exaggerated versions of themselves, of the podcast people.
Okay.
All while a murder is happening. So it's kind of getting a bit more meta.
Okay, I'm in.
I would recommend go back.
Do I have to watch the first three?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, they're good. Like, I would recommend
all right,
them.
All right, so that's Only Murders in the Building. It's back on Disney Plus on Tuesday. Fionnuala, to get some enthusiasm going here, so... You are dying to talk about Love is Blind UK. The whole lot of it is on Netflix.
So you have time to essentially watch and catch up before the reunion, which is tomorrow. So this is Love is Blind UK specifically. This is the first UK season. It's ran in the US for, I think, maybe 5-6 seasons at this point, and it has other international iterations. But as I said, this is the first UK one. Brilliant. If you're not familiar with the concept, it's essentially about people who sign up to this reality show and they go on dates with each other. The whole thing is they can't see each other on the dates. It's to prove whether love is blind. Can love be found sight unseen, is one of their other crazy phrases that they use throughout.
Or the experiment, they call it.
Yeah, it's called an experiment. And I will say why the US kind of hasn't worked for me over the last few seasons is that it's like, when you know how to play reality TV and you're familiar with the concept, the contestants know what they're doing going in. We know too much as viewers. But because this is the first one in the UK.
Okay, it felt like the first Big Brother.
Yeah, essentially, it felt like, and you've watched some of it as well.
Oh, I loved it. Really? I really got into it. Yeah. And I think what I found interesting about it, I don't know if you found it was that you would think you know, British and Irish people would have a bit more cop on. They absolutely bought into the whole concept, and you see them like wailing, crying, and they haven't even seen each other.
And there are Irish people.
There's two Irish people. Yeah, yep. Sabrina is from Belfast, and then the other chap I forgot.
Connor is from, I think, from Dublin. Yeah, yeah. But for God's sake. Yeah, right. I know. Okay. We can't go anywhere without bumping into them. But yeah, no, like, you do buy into these couples, and it feels way more realistic in comparison to some of the American ones. Even though, look, the concept is still nuts. If you can't buy into that and you can't like leave your brain at the door, you might struggle. But I do think it's very good. And also, it's Emma Willis and Matt Willis hosting, and they'll be hosting the reunion. And we know her from Big Brother. She's very good at interrogating people. So I think with this reunion that's out tomorrow on Netflix, I think she'll be very good at delegating and getting to the bottom of all the drama. So
okay, that's Love is Blind UK on Netflix. Brian, you're recommending a documentary, Stolen, which is tomorrow night on RTÉ One at 9:35.
Yeah, so this was a documentary directed by Margot Harkin, and it's essentially about the mother and baby scheme and what happened with that. But what I find interesting about this documentary is that it takes a very, very forensic view of this. Like, so they really are building the case of, you know, providing the context of the religious and political atmosphere that the mothers and baby scheme developed, and then through to how it basically became like a profit scheme, essentially, and through to the actual impact that it had on the people. And you know, I mean, it starts off obviously with the Tomb, the mass grave found in Tomb and what have you. But yeah, it's a very, very, very forensic, very much not trying to delve in and make it sort of emotional. It's very much presenting the facts as that happened, but okay, absolutely worth watching.
Okay, that is Stolen tomorrow night on RTÉ One at 9:35. Fionnuala, do you want to alert people about Bad Sisters, or do you want to tell us about the film that's on Channel 4 tonight, Flight?
What an impossible question, because Flight is my fiance's favourite movie.
Okay, go on, tell us. And look, it's something people can actually watch or record on Channel 4 tonight.
It is very good, yeah. Channel 4, 11:30, Flight. It's about this airline pilot played by Denzel Washington. He's struggling with addiction. He basically pulls off this insane crash landing in which he managed to, people do die, but he's able to save lives, even though he's essentially drinking on the job. He's drinking on the job. It's a very meaty role for Denzel, and like, don't watch it if you're scared of flying, needless to say, like, because you will never get on a plane again. One of the most terrifying flight sequences ever. But it's also really like interesting character study. Also stars John Goodman, Don Cheadle. It's Robert Zemeckis' first film, or it was, since Castaway and What Lies Beneath. I love this. It's the very stressful
scene,
though.
Okay. The court scene is brilliant. Like, it's very humanist. Like,
Channel 4 tonight, 11:30.
Yeah.
Brian, would you tell us briefly about Blink Twice, which is in cinemas now?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It sounds good, yeah. So it's essentially sort of Get Out light. Zoe Kravitz directs this. This is her directorial debut, and she co-directs it as well. Channing Tatum plays this tech bro billionaire who's built this lush luxury resort that's on this hidden island. He decides to invite Naomi Aki and Alia Shawkat. They come, they enjoy it. It's all beautiful. It's like a Roxy Music video. They're, you know, having champagne and dancing around the place. But as they go along, they decide, they find that they're losing memory and all the rest of it, and there's sinister things going on. So it's kind of like Get Out.
Yeah, but good.
Good, yeah, enjoyable, yeah.
Okay.
Enjoyable.
Brian Lloyd and Fionnuala Jones, thank you very much.